Thanksgiving Day, November 23rd. The first reading from the book of Sirach, chapter 50, verses 22 to 24. And now bless the God of all, who in every way does great things, who exalts our days from birth, and deals with us according to his mercy. May he give us gladness of heart, and grant that peace may be in our days in Israel, as in the days of old. May he entrust to us his mercy, and let him deliver in our days. Second reading. From the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to God always for you because of the grace of God which was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him, and all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony to Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift, as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end. You let in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Gospel according to Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And he entered a village. He was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then said Jesus, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Were no one found to return and to give prayer to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, rise and go your way. Your faith hath made you well. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Give thanks to God for his great love is without end. The American ancestors left an invaluable inheritance for their descendants, that is, the Thanksgiving Day. Giving thanks to God is our duty, because all of us received his grace during the recent year. Rest it for our soul and body, for individual, family, community, nation, and the church. When we receive rest, the least we can do is to say thank. Then we look for an opportunity to return favors. 3 things we need to do on the Thanksgiving Day are to pray, to attend a Thanksgiving Mass, and to live in gratitude with those in our family and the ones in need. Today's readings help us with many things to reflect on the Thanksgiving Day. In the first reading, the author of the book of Sirach, taught us three things. First of all, we must give thanks to God for all the things He did for us in the past. Next, He taught us to ask God to grant us joy and peace in the present time. Lastly, He taught us to ask God to keep us from falling into temptation and to deliver us from all evil things in the future. In the second reading, St. Paul raised our mind to Christ, the source of all grace and peace. He revealed to us many divine mysteries. Without Him, we can't fathom them. He also supports us to be faithful to God through the grace which He established through His passion, death, and resurrection. In the Gospel, Jesus opened our eyes to see the ingratitude of most of humankind to His healing of the 10 lepers. Even though He healed all 10 lepers, but only one returned to thank Him, and he was the Samaritan, a Gentile. How pitiful and ungrateful. To the point that Jesus had to cry out, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Were no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Second analysis. First reading. Let us now bless the God of all who in every way does great things. First point. Thank God for all things He bestowed on us. As human beings, we were surrounded by countless of grace, of God's grace. Among these graces, there were great things which God did for all humankind. For example, God created all things and let people cooperate with Him to control the world. God gave us His only Son to die and to take away people's sin and to bring for them the eternal life. God established the church to remain, to teach, to protect people. There were also graces which God had done for each individual. For example, God led each one to exist, to be His child, to predestine for eternal life, to support with all kinds of graces, and to protect all the day he or she lives in the world. Second point. Ask God to grant us joy, peace, and happiness. Though He surrounds people with such graces, but people can still be sad and unhappy because they don't know how to use God-given graces and freedom. Therefore, people need to ask God to enlighten their mind to true things that lead to joy, peace, and happiness, not those that lead to unrest, suffering, and sadness. The third point. Ask God to protect us from falling into temptation and to deliver us from all evil things. People need to realize about the presence of the three enemies in their life, which are the devil, the world, and their own body. All the three enemies are stronger and can lead them to fall into their temptations. Therefore, people need to ask God to give them wisdom, to recognize the dangers of the temptations and the strength to fight against them so that they shall not fall into temptation and endure terrible trials in the future. Second reading. The necessity of Christ's presence in our life. The history of salvation was turned to the new way after the exile. God sent His begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to incarnate in order to save the sinful world. If in the Old Testament people can live without God's presence, then in the New Testament people can live without Christ's presence due to the three following reasons. First point. Christ is the origin of grace and peace. St. Paul prayed for the Corinthian faithful, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to God always for you, because of the grace of God which was given you in Christ Jesus. Through Christ's passion and death, He brought peace and many graces for human beings. People have peace because through Christ, people are reconciled with God and others. Christ is also the origin of grace for men, especially through the seven sacraments. Second point. Christ has revealed God's wisdom to His people, that in every way you were enriched in Him with all speech and all knowledge. Even as the testimony to Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. If Christ didn't reveal, people couldn't understand God's mystery of incarnation and many other mysteries in the church. Third point. Christ helps people to be loyal to the end. He who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. By clearly understanding of God's plan of salvation through the gospel and was supported by Christ's grace, people can overcome all suffering and difficulties in life to be loyal to God. Besides, people also know how to repair all necessary things to present themselves before God's judgment court. Third, the gospel. Jesus said, "Had known, but did foreigner return to give thanks to God." Fourth point. One must recognize a favor before giving thanks. As Jesus continued His journey to Jerusalem, He traveled to Samaria and Galilee. As He was entering a village, 10 lepers met Him. They stood at distance from Him and raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." Some law concerned about the leper are written in the book of Levites and Numbers as follow. First, the terrible fate of a leper. Since the Jews pay a special attention to purification, the leper can live with people, but must live outside the camp. See Levi chapter 13, verse 46, and Numbers chapter 5, verse 2. They can make a direct contact with the healthy, but must cry out loudly, unclean, unclean, every time when the healthy come close to them, so that they know of their presence to avoid. Levi chapter 13, verse 45. Second, to show that they have been cured from leper, they must be examined by the priest. When the priest declare they are clean, they can live a normal life with people in the camp. Levi chapter 14, verses 2 and 3. This is the reason why Jesus told them, go show yourself to the priest. As they were going, they were cleansed. Second point. Though outside are easy to recognize favors than though inside. The Samaritan gratitude. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Had none but the foreigner returned to give thanks to God? The Jews want nothing to do with the Samaritan. One strange thing in this passage is the 9 Jews let the Samaritan live with them because that shall never happen when they are healthy. This shows that when people are suffered and discriminated, they tend to unite and to live with others. Why are the Samaritans often mentioned in the Gospel as the more grateful? The Samaritans, though, were despised by the Jews, but many times were praised by Jesus. In the Good Samaritan story, Jesus intentionally praised the Samaritan, then the priest and the Levite, because he showed compassion for the unfortunate. He let him ride his donkey, care for him at the motel, and promised to pay back the amount for the motel owner for caring of him. See Luke chapter 10, verses 30 to 37. After the conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman, she became Jesus' first missionary when she joyfully and eagerly announced what Jesus had done for her. See John chapter 4, verses 39 to 41. These examples show the Gentiles can be more grateful than the Jews, God's chosen ones. 4. To give thanks is to deservedly receive more favor. Then Jesus said to him, stand up and go. Your faith has saved you. The Samaritan leper was not only healed from his sickness, but also received salvation because of his faith in Jesus, while the other 9 Jews were only healed from their leper. The third point, why are people ungrateful? There are many reasons. First, because people don't reflect. They don't think about the reason why they receive favors. Secondly, they suppose that everyone must help them. God must give grace, parents must care for their children, teachers must teach their students, etc. Lastly, they are afraid that they must return their favor if they acknowledge them. There are three kinds of person whom people are ungrateful to. First, God, who create, protect, and unceasingly give grace for them. Thanksgiving Day is the occasion for people to recognize God's grace and to thank Him for that by participating on a mass and helping the unfortunate. How many people actually do this? Instead, they organize parties to enjoy as if the success is from their own effort. Second, their parents, who conceived, cared for, protected, and educated them most of their life. They should take care of their parents when they are no longer caring for themselves. Instead, they put them in the nursing home and said to themselves, the government shall take care of them better than us. Third, the others, who spend all of their life to research, to build up, and to invent all the conveniences of life which they are enjoying. They forget that their duty is to continue to make a better world for the next generation, not only to selfishly enjoy them. Application in life. Thanksgiving is the day we should use to thank God, not the day to party, to watch football, or to shop all day long. We need to be cautious so that we shall not fall into the temptation of the devil and the mischance. To thank God, we need to do three things. Pray to express our gratitude for Him. Participation in the thanksgiving mass to offer to Him the most precious offering, His Son's blood. And living in gratitude by sharing love with our family and those in need. To say thanks is to be worthy for more favors. There are still more great favors God shall give for the gratitude. The ungrateful are the ones who dig a hole to bury themselves, who choose to be on the devil's side. Amen.